This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
So we have Ian right there.
What's his name?
A war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's all crystal clear now. All of Congress, the people on intelligence committees, the other secretaries of states, all of them have pretty much had double sets of emails. Just like the head of the EPA had to resign when she got caught with it. And by them going after Hillary on this, now the fact that they've all done it, she can hold them up right there. And then she's been in charge of the State Department and in the White House before that. They know where the bodies are buried, and out of this can start hanging a whole bunch of people. And so now you see Petraeus not being demoted. Now you see him backing off his conviction. Now you see all this. Look at this headline right here. This just came in. Lawmaker says he's never read anything that's more sensitive than information in Hillary's top secret emails. Oh, that's why they can't be released. Condoleezza Rice, NBC News. Colin Powell got classified info on personal emails. Oh, is he going to go down too? Now, is that the extent of the honeypot they've suckered themselves into, the bear trap? Larry Nichols, former top Clinton insider, or is there more?
Well, there's more, Alex. I messed up. I thought I was going to be here till 12:40. I'm supposed to be on another program right now.
I understand. Well, go ahead and finish up.
Well, the truth is, yeah, there's more. There's more that's going to come. What's going to happen today is she's going to keep feeding out more, and the more she feeds out, Alex, the deeper Washington's done. Done. And my job is to make sure she's done, and I will. Trust me.
Other advice to Trump, then I know you got to go.
Trump needs to be Trump. He needs to set up a network of his own. A network of his own. I mean, I don't mean buy one, but I mean use you and other networks and do his own lines of communication. And stay after Cruz, because Cruz is bad. Bad. And I'll make sure he knows what he needs to know.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Nichols. We'll talk to you again
soon.
Thank
you.
We're all praying for you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the time. I want to be clear here. I don't know all the particular inside baseball he's getting into. That guy does have a lot of really amazing and creepy sources, obviously. And he's been dead on so far about so much. I just don't like it, actually, because it makes me sick how twisted and screwed up this country's gotten. And to just know that we're more and more an economy based on fraud, based on insider deals, and then I have to read articles with Goldman Sachs saying capitalism's to blame when they run the whole stinking mess. I mean, the top of the pyramid when it comes to, you know, physically what we see in finances, there's obviously families above that, but the top of the pyramid, you know, the visible pyramid is Goldman Sachs, and they're in Bloomberg and everywhere else going, capitalism's bad, we're going to have to rework it. Yeah, we're going to have to raise taxes up to 80% and give it to ourselves as banker bailouts because we're so liberal and tax-exempt offshore. Here's Bernie Sanders to teach you about socialism. And then we go down to UT the night after the Iowa caucuses, Tuesday. It was on the nightly news that night, but I aired it today with Ja'Kari Jackson. And that's, he basically showed you everybody you talked to, and almost all of them are just like, I like Bernie. He going to give me some free stuff. Foreigners, white, black, they don't care. Everybody's the same. They're all the same inside their brains. They have become collectivists. They're just like, I don't know if I'll really get free college, but it'd be nice. It'd be as if you're going to get something free without trading something else. You're going to get brainwashed. You're going to get the jobs they want to give you to engineer the economy. That's the military-industrial complex. That's the undue influence of the technological elite that control the military-industrial complex, to fully quote Eisenhower, is they just create this fake economy, like the fake derivatives black hole to just feed all the wealth and jobs and culture into it. So we're all busy chasing our tails over here in La La Land while they're building Elysium. They've already broke away. They're laughing at us.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high-performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean. You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
In the beginning, quote Mark Twain, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. He is outgoing Senator Albert Guillory of Louisiana, a big leader in that state for a long time. I won't go over his whole bio. AlbertGuillory.com, G-U-I-L-L-O-R-Y, will tweet out his website. Was it a year ago or more? One of his videos went super viral, tens of millions of views on different platforms. And he was really one of the first to lead now what is a collapse at state and federal level of people leaving the Democratic Party who are elected and becoming Republicans. And we're seeing massive losses at the House and Senate level, state level, gubernatorial level. So that's a good sign because a lot of them are more libertarian constitutional types, not the more rhino Democrat light types we've seen like John Boehner. So this guy's a real leader. I remember playing this at the time when he gave the speech, but I wanted to get him on now because this has really gained steam. It's a four-minute video. We're going to post it back to InfoWars.com. I'll play a few minutes of it where he gets into the Democratic Party. I mean, this is something I always grew up knowing. My grandfather came back from World War II, East Texas. Our whole family, a lot of them were in politics. And they were Democrats. They weren't racist or anything, but they were, you know, Southern Democrats. And East Texas is the South. The rest of Texas really isn't. It's about as Southern as you can get in East Texas. And the family kind of got upset at him. He was a war hero guy and all this stuff. B-17 pilot, whole nine yards. They came back and said, we're going to have a civil rights movement that Eisenhower and others were pushing. And he ran for office and won out there. And the family was kind of mad at him for a while because he was a Republican. And I've always wondered how I got flipped to the party of the Klan, became the representative of my minorities, but then the Republicans of Abraham Lincoln, of the Civil Rights Act, of Eisenhower, of my grandfather, they became the racist bad guys. Even though growing up, my grandfather was still alive, I remember literally, I mean, I'm not joking, at holidays and stuff, upwards of 15 people showing up with pies and food, black folks, at our house. But that's how they invert reality. And it doesn't mean the Republicans haven't played racial politics as well, but the Democrats with their grand dragon, Senator Byrd, it's really a sick joke. And I'm not saying all Democrats have that connection. It's just a fact. So let's play part of this clip and then go to him for about 30, 40 minutes here, and then we're going to cover news and stuff we haven't gotten to yet. But let's go ahead and go to this gentleman's breakdown of why he left the Democratic Party after decades in it, serving in the Navy and Vietnam and many, many years in the state House and then the Senate and so much more. He was also elected to Louisiana Justice Hall of Fame for his work in law enforcement as well, or law and government. But let's go ahead and go to this clip.
Hello. My name is Delbert Lee Guillory, and I'm the senator for the 24th District right here in beautiful Louisiana. Recently, I made what many are referring to as a bold decision to switch my party affiliation to the Republican Party. I wanted to take a moment to explain why I chose to become a Republican, and also to explain why I don't think it was a bold decision at all. It is the right decision, not only for me, but for all my brothers and sisters in the black community. You see, in recent history, the Democrat Party has created the illusion that their agenda and their policies are what's best for black people. Somehow it's been forgotten that the Republican Party was founded in 1854 as an abolitionist movement with one simple creed, that slavery is a violation of the rights of man. Frederick Douglass called Republicans the party of freedom and progress, and the first Republican president was Abraham Lincoln, the author of the Emancipation Proclamation. It was Republicans in Congress who authored the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, giving former slaves citizenship, voting rights, and due process of law. The Democrats, on the other hand, were the party of Jim Crow. It was Democrats who defended the rights of slave owners. It was the Republican President Dwight Eisenhower who championed the Civil Rights Act of 1957. But it was the Democrats in the Senate who filibustered the bill. You see, at the heart of liberalism is the idea that only a great and powerful big government can be the benefactor of social justice for all Americans. But the left is only concerned with one thing, control. And they disguise this control as charity. Programs such as welfare, food stamps, these programs aren't designed to lift black Americans out of poverty. They were always intended as a mechanism for politicians to control the black community. The idea that blacks, or anyone for that matter, need the government to get ahead in life is despicable. And even more important, this idea is a failure. Our communities are just as poor as they have always been. Our schools continue to fail children. Our prisons are filled with young black men who should be at home, being fathers. Our self-initiative and our self-reliance have been sacrificed in exchange for allegiance to our overseers, who control us by making us dependent on them. Sometimes I wonder if the word freedom is tossed around so frequently in our society that it has become a cliche. The idea of freedom is complex and it's all-encompassing. It's the idea that the economy must remain free of government persuasion. It's the idea that the press must operate without government intrusion. And it's the idea that the emails and phone records of Americans should remain free from government search and seizure. It's the idea that parents must be the decision makers in regards to their children's education, not some government bureaucrat. But most importantly, it is the idea that the individual must be free to pursue his or her own happiness, free from government dependence, and free from government control. Because to be truly free is to be reliant on no one other than the author of our destiny. These are the ideas at the core of the Republican Party, and it is why I am a Republican. So, my brothers and sisters of the American community, please join with me today in abandoning the government plantation and the party of disappointment, so that we may all echo the words of one Republican leader who famously said, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
That's Elbert Guillory, Senator, and whether he was successful politically doing that or not, the numbers nationwide and the movement that he helped start is huge. And it's so sad to see the University of Oregon, this was mainstream news last week, trying to pull down part of Martin Luther King's famous speech about children of all colors coming together. They said, well, you didn't have transsexuals in there, so he's racist. This is the craziness of political correctness now, just bondage over people's minds, and the outgoing Senator Elbert Guillory joins us, ElbertGuillory.com. That's probably the most powerful 4 minutes on the subject of what the Democratic Party was, is, and continues to be. And so I really appreciate him coming on and for his leadership with what he's been doing, not just in Louisiana, but all over the country. Thank you, sir.
Alex, this is a great honor to be here with you.
Let's get back to why you decided to do this, where it's going, what you've gone through now in your state, and where you see this going.
Well, I'm running for the United States Congress right now, the 4th District of Louisiana. I think that America's at a crossroads. We can either go up to the top of the mountain, that mountaintop that King talked about, that top of the hill that Reagan talked about, or we can go down into the valley of history. And we who are alive today have a great responsibility to make sure that this country gets to the top of that mountain.
And I should have added, you're going from senator, where you've been very successful, to Congress. And let's talk about how we get you into Congress. That would be awesome. I'd love to see you giving speeches on television.
Well, we are trying to get a couple of things. We'd like to have your prayers, of course. If you have advice, please send that advice to us at ElbertGuillory.com. And, of course, the fuel for these machines, these political machines, is always a little money. So a $2 donation, a $5 donation, whatever you can afford, if you believe in the message that I deliver and the message that I am going to take to Washington, D.C. And if you want to hear more of that message, ElbertGuillory.com or my Facebook, and you will see what I'm really about.
Well, I tell you, I mean, you could be an even bigger leader than Ron Paul in Congress. You're so informed, so elegant. I don't think I've heard anybody speak as good as you, and I've seen a lot of your other speeches. I mean, you just would blow people away on C-SPAN, your leadership. In fact, when I saw this, I was thinking, man, this guy ought to run for Congress, and of course I knew you were. It is a bold move, especially in your state, obviously, but there is this Republican landslide, it looks like, coming. Anything but election fraud, I think, and you know, big money, maybe that can stop you. But what are your chances currently right now? And again, what do we do to supercharge your campaign nationwide?
If you can help get the word out that we really do have a message to deliver, and that message is delivered in a godly fashion, and with experience, I've been involved in government and law 44 years, so I've been around this game. I understand how it is supposed to be played and how it should be played with integrity. It's all about service, about serving God and serving his people.
Wow, I tell you, the system is scared of you, obviously. Let's talk about what happened when you made your switch, when you did that, and what's happened since then as a model for others. Because regardless whether you win, lose, or draw, I mean, I have to say you're one of the first people in the last few years to make the switch, and it does seem to be a tidal wave now.
It has become a tsunami that's moving across this country. The Democrat Party has just moved so far to the left, moved so far from the values of basic Americans, so far from the voice of basic Americans, that we're just not satisfied. We have to do something different. And what is closest to our values is the Republican Party. They believe in God and in country and in guns and in, I mean, responsible.
Of course. Gun- right to defense.
Yes. We have a right to defend ourselves and our families. So those values are just crucial to us. Life, of course.
Well, obviously, a lot of folks could stand the Democratic Party and say, I'm going to change it from within. And you know, that makes sense at some levels. But at a certain point, yeah, I mean, Bernie Sanders could be the nominee. I mean, Hillary, all of her corruption. I mean, this party really has degenerated.
How can you change that from within? A party headed by Bernie or Hillary. How can you change that from within? I don't see that that's possible. I've had to move away from that party. And I tried. I was a conservative Democrat for a long time, and I tried moving things forward in a positive way, but that simply did not work. I couldn't take it. I got a phone call one day. My mother, who was 103 at the time, I was sitting on Senate floor, and the head of the Democrat Party in Louisiana had said some racist thing about if anyone did not like Obamacare, the only reason they wouldn't like it is because of his race. And so my mom, who's a Democrat, called and said, Elmer, you didn't say this, did you? No, Mom, I didn't. Are you with those people who are saying that? You just better be careful up there, because I don't want you bringing dishonor onto our family. I've been thinking for 2 years of making the move, and when I got that little nudge from my dear mother, I had to make that switch immediately. I hung up the phone and called my registrar.
So it was the Democratic Party and the MSNBC propaganda trying to claim you're racist. It's like trying to take Martin Luther King down, the Democrats now in some areas, because he said, judge people by the way they act, what they do, the character of their deeds, like Christ said, judge a tree by its fruits. And that goes diametrically opposed to what they teach now, the opposite of Martin Luther King, the opposite of Christ. They just say it doesn't matter what somebody does, as long as what group they're in. That is gang mentality.
That is, it's sick. It is a sickness that we need to cure in America.
Matt Drudge here in the studio said America is sick, and they criticized him for saying it. He's not attacking America. America is sick. I mean, you get sick because your body's in trouble. It's telling you, lay down. You know, we're going to die as a country if we don't get better.
We're getting so far from those basic values that brought us to greatness as a nation, like hard work. America was based on hard work. It's one of the hallmarks of America. Now we have government programs that will deprive a person of their dignity, of their right to climb the ladder of success in America, and to lift their families. To be deprived of that opportunity is so destructive. It's so sick. We've got to do better. America must do better.
Again, if I tried to chronicle all the state senators and state reps and even people in Congress and folks switching to Republican, it would take all day. But what do you expect them to do to try to block yourself getting into Congress and so many other people making the leap from state level to federal level where it's so badly needed? Because obviously they must be scared of your leadership. I mean, imagine not just to change the Democrats, but Republicans need some changing as well, obviously from within side. What are some of the tricks they're engaged in? What is most important that you want to impart to the audience today?
Well, there's a lot of voter fraud that we have to be careful to be watchful about. But the dirty tricks, the lies, the slanderous stories that they make up, those are the things that we must watch most closely. The Democrat Party is well versed in dirty tricks, and so we have to watch out for those. If people will help protect me from that, I would appreciate it very much, and I believe that our message will get a wider audience as a result of that.
Well, they're definitely scared of the message you're putting out because it's so true. Again, with this election coming up, what are the numbers looking like currently for you in Louisiana to get into the U.S. Congress?
We've done several polls, and they look very good. Right now, I'm the only candidate announced in the 4th Congressional District. I'm sure that there will be others who will line up. I'm sure that the Democrats will run two or three folks. I'm sure that they'll find at least one black Democrat so that they can attempt to water down the popularity of my vote in the black community. But we are going to fight. That win or lose, the message is so important. It is so important to remind Americans that we are at the crossroads and that we have an obligation to protect our land, our country. That message is going to get out.
Well, Senator Guillory, what you said is so key. Losing is not taking the field. Losing is waiting for somebody else to do it. Losing is saying, well, I may not win, so I'm not going to get in. Winning is all about resistance when you have the right message. And what you're doing is winning. You're a winner regardless, and other people need to follow suit.
And the polls certainly indicate that we have an excellent chance of winning. We are very happy about that. We are raising money for a change, and we're doing very well. We have a national organization that's raising money for us, and we have several individuals in different states who are helping us raise money. So the money is coming in. We will, at the right time, we will have a war chest that will permit us to go on television and radio and do all of those things. But until then.
Well, that's what I tell my viewers every day is, you know, MSNBC, NPR, they take your money. They get taxpayer money, stimulus money over at NBC. And then these big rich groups sit there and criticize, like when we sell books or videos to fund our show, like we're bad that we actually fund our own operation with stuff that people need and free association. And it gets back to political campaigns of patriots like Mr. Guillory, Senator Guillory. This is a war, folks. Okay, all these multinationals are in here buying our country up. You got to spend money and time to protect yourself. You've got to get involved and fight, just like I did 25 years ago because they were trying to pass gun bans in Texas. I never intended to be on talk radio. I didn't want to do all this. I had to do it. And they say that necessity is the mother of invention. We will beat the collectivist and the mafia and the criminals and the crony capitalist, but it's going to take people getting angry. And that's why we have folks on like Mr. Guillory, because win, lose, or draw, laying down is losing, period. So whether you have zero money and spread the word about this gentleman and others, or whether you run for office yourself, or whether you send him $100, taking action is when we win. And that's why we're doing this. Go ahead, sir.
You are so correct. Your battle in East Texas is our battle across this nation today. Just as you had to fight it 20 years ago, today we must fight it. And we don't have a choice. Our backs are absolutely against the wall. We must win this. If we do not win this battle this year, at this turning point in American history, we will go down into the valley. And we cannot afford that. I owe it to my grandchild, to my grandson. You owe it to yours. We all owe it. 50 years from now, we must tell our grandchildren that we were the heroes. You and you and you and I were the heroes who turned America around and saved our great nation in 2016.
I feel so sorry for, because Republicans aren't perfect, their constituents aren't perfect, they got a lot of problems. But we go down to UT, and we also have correspondents in California that talk to folks. And I mean, you talk to 10 people, and they say arrest all gun owners and put them in jail. And all 10 you talk to say it, or 9 out of 10. You go down to UT, and 9 out of 10 say, I want Bernie, I want free stuff. And you're just looking at them, and they just don't get it. That's not how the world works. They're so sad. It's just they're so sad.
It absolutely is. If we don't get off our duffs and get our own, and that's what America is about. It's the land of opportunity. It's the one place on earth where you can be anything that you want. You can become anything, as rich as you'd like to. It's not about getting angry with someone else because they have more money than you have. This is the place where you get off your duff and work and earn yours.
But now it's not like that because they take so much and select interests are exempt, like from Obamacare and General Electric from the Obama taxes on coal plants that he just lets them out of, that people don't get, hey, the free market isn't working like it used to. I'm not getting to heaven. I work hard like I used to. And that's because it's rigged, folks. We're going to come back with a few more minutes with State Senator Albert Guillory, albertguillory.com. and give him the floor, because I've asked a bunch of questions. I want to let him talk 6-7 minutes and really say to you what he thinks is most important. But I tell you, the breaking down the history of the Democratic Party and what it's really done and all the rest of it. I mean, if you want to say which party is the nastiest and the sneakiest and the most evil overall, it's got to be the Democrats, folks. I mean, they really are rotten.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the fourth hour, Anthony Gucciardi is going to be hosting. He's going to break down the latest news and premieres, never-before-seen videos and special reports. And after our guest leaves us, I'm going to play that Jakari Jackson report that he did a few days ago in the aftermath of the Iowa caucuses, where almost every person he talks to at University of Texas says they want, why are you voting for Bernie? Because I want free education. And then the few that are for Hillary, they just say because she's a woman. And then another video, Joe Big Shot, that's what the women are saying. Oh, it's girl power. Girl power? Woman's owned by Goldman Sachs. It's just crazy. This identity politics at a certain point just gets crazy. And that's what the system's done, is just absolutely turn the world on its head. AlbertGillery.com is the state senator's website. He's running for Congress, and he's the only guy running the spot, doing very, very well. But he needs your support because the system's going to come after him. And the reason we have him on is he's one of the trailblazers. I don't remember, was it a year and a half ago? I forget. Time flies. that he left the Democratic Party in Louisiana. A bold move, but he's done it, and he really points out the real history of the Democratic Party. Sir, thank you for your time. I've been asking the questions, as I said. What else about the Democratic Party would you want to say? What else about the election, who you're liking, where you think it's going, other key points you'd like to impart, sir?
The biggest point that I'd like to make is that this nation sprang from the rock of values. It's American values that got us this far, and American values that will take us beyond into the future. I'll give you a couple of examples. Spending. This nation is now $19 trillion in debt. This administration, and I'm angry about it, and I'm angry about the debt that's going to be left to my grandchild, but I wouldn't be quite so angry about it if it were not for the fact that much of it is being spent in foreign countries. This president does not spend that money here. He's spending money building roads and bridges and shoring up infrastructure in foreign nations while our roads and bridges crumble. Our infrastructure crumbles. That's foolish. People in foreign workers in foreign nations are being employed. They're supporting their families while our unemployment rate is out the roof. Spending is a major problem that we have. The failed foreign policy. We are less safe at home, and American interests and American lives are less safe as we are in foreign countries. That is not good for us at all. The gun situation. This president wants me to have a little gun that goes pop, 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 while the guns of the criminals and the guns of the terrorists go boom, 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 boom. That is a simplification, but a very accurate simplification of what this administration wants when it comes to gun ownership. We cannot afford that. And prayer, of course. This nation was based on prayer. God got us here. And God will get us to the mountaintop. We have to become a prayerful nation again. We cannot let these people come, outsiders, come into our house, into God's house, and say, you cannot pray anymore. We are Americans. This is America. This is our nation. We can pray anywhere and anytime that we want to. We must become a nation of prayer again. Prayer in schools, prayer in courthouses, prayer in our homes, and prayer in our hearts. And of course, life. We must give some serious attention to what is happening in life. You know, it's interesting. Liberals work very hard to protect the lives of criminals who've committed murder and major crimes. They want mercy for them. Yet those same people will deny life to millions of little Americans through abortion every year. It's difficult.
They're
for me.
Bullies.
Yes, they are. America must choose life.
Well, you're totally right. And just to interject, I mean, look, I was never a worshiper of the Republicans. They do a lot of bad things. You know, there's good and bad there. But I've been a Christian my whole life, and I've never been an unbeliever. But, you know, you might be 20 years old. You doubt sometimes, but you have experiences in your life. And you see God come through in providence, but you also see evil in people where they'll go 100 miles to do evil instead of walking 5 feet to do good. They'll do bad because it's their nature, even though it would be better for them not to. And just the way they attack real Christians and are pulling down the symbols and demonizing and then bringing in radical Muslims and covering up and letting them attack. And the same thing's done in Europe. It's the exact same policy, and they actually say it. We hate Christianity. We hate the West. We want to replace it with anything we can. There is a real hatred for prosperity and goodness, and I can only describe these people that actually run things as devils.
I would add one thing to that. Their attitudes toward women, is not acceptable. I have sisters. I have daughters. The attitudes of some of the immigrants toward women, like in Germany the other day when those
Cologne.
men were grabbing and raping German women. That is not acceptable. We cannot permit people like that to come into our country. That's foolishness.
Exactly. So why does the left relish doing it? And then Obama tells 30-something governors, I'm not even going to tell you who we're bringing in. They land them in New York, don't even check their IDs. That's on the news. But then we're supposed to jump through all these hoops, have the NSA spying on us when it's supposed to be spying on overseas.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Only a nut would invite one's sworn enemy to come into one's house. You would not do that at your house. I would not do it at mine. Yet the leader of this country goes far out of his way to invite
sure.
people who are sworn enemies.
Sure, I've actually had my sworn enemies as a public figure show up at my house floor when I got kids. And I'm not a coward, but I do it smart. I close and lock the gate. I turn the lights off. And I tell the kids, you go right in here. And I get out, you know what? Because people are just crazy. Open up your doors, come on in, and then cover up what they're doing. What do you think the end game is?
We've got to change it. If we continue, we're going down into the valley of history. We must stop. You and I and every right-thinking, law-abiding American must take action. We must go to war for our nation.
That's it. It is a war, and they know it's a war. I mean, I'll never forget MSNBC, multiple hosts. We put a tape together, you know, like 3 minutes of it, a bunch of their hosts, when it came out that the IRS had targeted tens of thousands of 501c Christian, conservative, libertarian, law enforcement, you know, conservative law enforcement groups, patriot groups, Christian groups, and some of them, they audited some of them, they arrested, harassed, took their 501c3 away, and then they went on MSNBC and said, these are racist Tea Party people, these are racist Republicans, they deserve it. Just broad brush, like they called you a racist, broad brush, all these tens of thousands of people deserve to be persecuted way beyond anything Nixon ever dreamed of with the IRS because you're bad. It's like Hitler saying, you're Jewish, so I can kill everybody because I say you're criminals. It is such authoritarianism to see them do that, Senator.
One of the things that I love most about being black is that not many people can call me a racist. I can tell the truth about the president, about this administration, but a few do, just a few. But rarely do I get called a racist. I love it.
Well, I tell you, the racists that have been in there couldn't do what he's done. Doubled black unemployment. What do you think Barack Obama really thinks about the general public? Because he's gone to Africa and said, you can't have air conditioning in cars. That's a real quote, as he's on a red carpet as if prosperity's bad. And he tells poor Americans of all race and colors, you know, I'm going to help you out, but things get worse. What do you think his end game is?
I think that if you take his policies to their logical conclusion, we will no longer have a United States of America. It's clear that it's either a lack of understanding of how history and nations work or a desire to pull America down. Whatever it is, whichever it is, we must stop it. We, the American warriors,
sure,
must stop it. And that's why, instead of being at my house at this stage in my life, I can retire and go home and sit in a rocking chair, play with my grandbabies. But I must be on the battlefield because I owe it to my grandbabies to leave the American nation that I was born into.
That's right. That's right. I'm very, very proud of the demographics of this show. As we can look on Google and see exactly who listens, who comes, all the rest of it. It's much better than looking at Arbitron ratings and radio. And that gets you an idea. But we are about 80% men. It's great that we have women listening as well. But if you look at the demographics, it's men of every race, color, and creed. But they are middle class, and they're politically involved, and they're super voters. Google even has the numbers to show that our audience is the people the system is deathly afraid of. Men that are motivated, who don't want to be slaves, highly motivated people that love liberty, Christians, that threatens the system. And to answer my own question, the White House and the socialists before Obama have said, we want Cloward and Piven, we want a bankrupted economy, everybody dependent on us, push socialism so far it bankrupts the country to go into full communism. And that's what they want, with rich elites offshore that administer the communism and are tax exempt. You want to know the system, that's it.
We, the warriors, must stop it. We must put an end to this war against our values and against our nation. And the time is now. We can't
absolutely wait. Well, if folks want to contact you and buy some signs, or you probably give them to them, but people should buy them, bumper stickers, whatever. Folks, especially, we have a lot of listeners in Louisiana. I have a couple affiliates there. If folks want to get in touch with you, the best way is albertguillory.com, Senator Albert Guillory. Or is it better for them to also call you, sir?
They can call also, and they can contact me through Facebook also. But our telephone number is 337-942-6328. Call at any time. We are right here for you.
All right. Well, I want to say you've been a state house and a state senator. I want to say congressman. And let's get you in there, sir. ElbertGuillory.com. Thank you so much for the time.
Alex, I appreciate you. Looking forward to seeing you in East Texas.
Thank you, sir. All right. Really, really good talking to him. Folks, I tell you, that's a warrior on the front lines, and I'm so glad that we could get him on the show, because I remember a year or so ago when that video, or 2 years ago, Time Flies came out, I remember playing it, and it was so important. And of course, I was talking a lot about, you know, Grandpa and stuff. That was actually, I wasn't even around then. I remember you know, saying, talking about it 20-something years ago, learning about it from my dad and people about, you know, in the late 50s and early 60s, grandfather, his dad, switching over to the Republican Party and running for office and winning in that big Eisenhower landslide, and how upset some folks were with him just because, hey, you don't do that. The family wasn't racist, but, you know, you don't leave the Democratic Party because, you know, the Republicans are the ones that sacked, you know, East Texas and, you know, burned down our hotel in Teague, Texas, and all the rest of it during Reconstruction. But he said, listen, this is 1958 or whatever it is, and yeah, I'm not going along with this. So that's what it comes down to. And then you got this gentleman fighting inside the Democratic Party, trying to change it from within and realizing he just can't do it. And he's the type of guy I like because he's criticizing the NSA spying. That's the Republicans as well. The Republican leadership is just as bad as the Democratic leadership. The difference is the Democrats on the ground are the people running the show. And they're the ones with forced inoculations, and they're the ones saying my kids don't belong to me, and they're just a cult of scum. Let's go with that Jakari Jackson report if we can. I rarely air reports twice in one day, but this one really does tell it all. And this is pretty much everybody you talk to. I mean, that's what we do with these. We go out and talk to like 10, 15 people, and then we just come show it to you unless they just refuse to talk to us. Sometimes we even show that. We're not cherry-picking this. People think Mark Dice is cherry-picking. We went out to California twice and gotten the same sickening results at the same public areas he gets. And he's gone to universities. He's gone to other areas. And, I mean, 9 out of 10 say, let's put gun owners in forced labor camps. 9 out of 10 say, let's elect Hillary's vice president, Karl Marx. You saw that just 2 days ago, drudgereport.com linked to it. These people mean business. They're dangerous. Let's go to that report to look at from that eloquent, super smart, historian, awesome grandpa, Korean, you know, vet, combat vet, or no, Vietnam combat vet, versus these people. And it's not even their genetics or what color they are, because they're all shapes and colors, and it's that they got the brain cells, they just are jellyfish. They weren't on a gunboat in Vietnam. They didn't raise a bunch of kids. They didn't own companies. They didn't start stuff from nothing like this guy. They just sit around and watch TV and, yeah, that sounds good. Bernie, give me something. I'm already sitting here, you know, with a bunch of student debt that's a scam. The same system that screwed you over is never going to give you anything free. Let's go to this report.
Last night we saw the results of the Iowa caucus where Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, and Marco Rubio came in first, second, and third, respectively. On the Democratic side, we saw Mrs. Clinton have a very narrow, and many people say debated, victory over Bernie Sanders. So we're here at the University of Texas. We're going to find out which of the candidates are best for the people here. Hey, how you doing, sir? Ask people who their favorite presidential candidate is.
Bernie Sanders, right now?
Yes.
Probably go with Hillary Clinton or Rubio. Someone.
Clinton and Rubio. Any particular reasons why?
I want someone more towards the center.
Bernie Sanders, for sure, probably.
Okay, so you're feeling the burn. Any particular reason?
Probably as a student, all of his policies about tuition-free college. I don't know if it'll be possible, but it works for me.
Who would pay for the free tuition?
Hopefully the rich people of America.
How's he going to pay for all the free stuff that he's suggesting he's going to give?
I think, you know, he's going to try, like, you know, obviously, you know, use tax money to pay for it.
Not Donald Trump.
Not Donald Trump. Why not the Donald?
I just think he's, like, not as involved in politics as he should be in order to be our president. I feel like he's too business-minded.
Bernie Sanders.
Any particular reason?
No, I don't really follow politics, really. I just...
Rewind this back, okay? You look at this guy. I don't care if they're Asian, black, white, whatever. It's the same Zombo look. And you want to know why George Soros is pushing marijuana? And again, I want to be clear. I'm against the drug war. I'm for decriminalization. I do not support the drug war because it corrupts the police, the local governments. They got rid of it after prohibition of alcohol. They needed something new. And that's when drug use exploded because certain organized crime groups started bringing drugs in. Now the big banks run it all, and that's all come out. El Chapo, CIA, Chicago Tribune. I mean, it's a fact. So when I do get pulled over every once in a while, and it hadn't happened in probably a decade, and the cop says, "What's in your car? Mind if I search?" I go, "Look. There is a gun under the seat. It's my Second Amendment right. I know the state law. There's no drugs. There's nothing in here." And they start pushing. I go get a drug dog. I don't use the government's products. You go, the government brings the drugs in. Now knock it off. And I've never really had a problem. One time they got a drug dog like 20 years ago. And a stupid fat dog was like alerting all the place and hopping around because it wanted a biscuit. And, of course, no drugs were in the car. But it's a giant fraud. That said, I'm against the drug war, but... the new marijuana is weaponized and is so strong that people that smoke it on a routine basis, especially if you're not highly motivated, it will ruin your life. You have a right to do it, by the way. There's a reason George Soros is pushing it. And now it's been genetically modified in many cases. And they haven't told the public that. Now, I want to be clear. If you're a type A personality and super successful and already really aggressive, marijuana shows in studies, even the really strong stuff used responsibly, is a lot better than alcohol to keep you from stressing out, and it'll keep you from having heart attacks, you name it. It's much better than Prozac in double-blind studies for depression. It's got glaucoma, hundreds of incredible uses. It's an amazing plant, but it is being abused and is dangerous and bad. And I'm not saying this poor young man with zits all over his face that looks like a zombie smoked a big bowl about an hour before class. But I'm saying he looks like people I've seen that have. Okay? And so that added to the people having no life experience, everything paid for by their parents. They've now been signed on to this huge student debt to get jobs that won't exist. I mean, I'll take that back. College is more competitive than ever because they send more people there. So you're competing for less jobs. You got about a 10% shot of really ever getting your money back with that degree. And you go get the liberal arts education, all that. No, if you get an engineering degree, a law degree, you might have some future. And if you know how to be charming and make straight A's, then you're going somewhere. I mean, do I really need to tell college people how to get ahead? I mean, it's not about the grades in the final equation. That's why I got out of it. It's about going to the events. And I mean, just like in Caddyshack, where he goes and hangs out with Judge Smales and goes and mows his lawn. And then, you know, gets in the shower with his wife. It goes a little bit beyond that, like getting in bed with Judge Smales. Okay? So, you know, all the people just sit there lazy and they go, Bernie Sanders, give me something free. You think the system needs you or wants you. They just need you to think you're part of the game so you roll over and die.
You know, I like socialism. You're just a right winger. You're dumb. I'm highly educated. I have 3 degrees that are worthless.
I could go get 7 degrees if I wanted to. My dad was so high in his class, they just gave him one of his degrees. I'm not bragging or anything. That's just what happened. Oh, you didn't know at certain levels? You can leave in a year early. Here, just have your degree. Here, let's go ahead now and go back to the moron crew. Here it is.
Bernie Sanders.
Any particular reason?
No, I don't really follow politics, really. I just don't like Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
Ain't doing this. We're asking people who their favorite presidential candidate is.
Let's back it up again. Back to that moron. Because let's get all this straight. I want to cue up Biggs where he talks to the trendy ladies that say, oh, girl power. Same BS, different, you know what. Same horse manure, different you know, different place it came from. But at least he gets Hillary's back because everybody's sick of the establishment. She radiates evil. Do you really believe she beat Bernie Sanders when he'd have 5,000-10,000 people per speech in Iowa and she'd have 500? If you believe she got more than 15% of the vote from hardcore, man-hating, weirdo women, loser women, all she gets is loser women votes, okay? I'm not saying women are losers. I mean maybe a third of women are screwballs whose identity is hating men and hating everybody because they're losers in identity politics. That's all Hillary gets is screwballs or elitists that are making money off the gravy train. Let's go back to Jakari's report.
Bernie Sanders.
Ooh. Any particular reason?
No, I don't really follow politics, really. I just don't like Donald Trump.
Brains.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary. Hey, don't ask people who their favorite presidential candidate is.
Hillary.
Hillary?
Hillary.
Any particular reason?
She's a female and...
She's a female.
I don't know. Not that I'm for... I feel out of all the ones that are candidates right now, like, she would be the most appropriate, but not ideal.
Okay. Okay, pause.
Is there any particular...
Rewind that again 10 seconds. It's so important. Notice she knows that's horrible, cliched, and sexist. That woman's actually not stupid. She's pretty smart. But she doesn't matter because she just does what she thinks she's supposed to do. She's compliant, okay? Hillary, because, well, she's not perfect, but she's a woman. Oops, I mean, not that I mean, you know. Let's go back to her. Here we go.
It is?
Hillary.
Hillary?
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
She's a female, and everyone else, I don't know. Not that I'm... I feel out of all the ones that are candidates right now, like, she would be the most appropriate, but not ideal.
Okay. Is there any particular policy that you like about her?
Oh, no.
No, I guess just that she's a Democrat, I guess.
Oh, yeah, because they're really...
Why not Bernie if she's a Democrat?
No, she's female, so...
Female,
sorry.
back to the...
But that's why.
Anything in particular with Bernie?
Well, I mean, this clear issue of the 1% and the ability of the rich...
Back it up. I don't know where this guy came from, but I bet you money he came from Venezuela or another socialist-run country in Latin America, run to the ground by oligarchs that are left over of colonialism, and then the replacement communism, and then they run from their collapsing countries and then put Che Guevara shirts on. I bet you, in fact, I'm sure he's from, I can just tell you he's from Venezuela or one other of those communist countries that they call socialists, like Bernie Sanders. Let's just back up to the beginning of him. I could teach a college course on these people's responses alone. I mean, listen, capitalism gave him all the clothes he's got, the iPhone, all of it. I guarantee he likes the socialism because he's probably getting a free education, but only so he can then be put in a political position and probably sent back to make sure Venezuela stays under CIA control because the CIA documents got leaked where they said, we love Hugo Chavez. We get 7 times the return we get with the right winger. They wouldn't pay us. These communists pay. Goldman Sachs loves communism, richest company in the world because they're exempt from it. Let's go back to him.
In particular, with Bernie?
Well, I mean, this clear issue of the 1% and the ability of the rich to become richer and not only having a better distribution of wealth in the country. I think that is a very good conversation to have.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but my understanding of what you're saying here is that you are supporting Bernie Sanders and his wealth redistribution?
No. Well, yes, I am. Yeah.
Why do you like Bernie?
He just seems like a good guy. You know, he's a socialist, I believe, and I believe in what he stands for. We had a referendum last year, don't know if you're aware of it, where Scotland had the opportunity to break free from the United Kingdom.
Yes.
And I was very much in favour of that because we wanted a socialist government.
This is GCN.
Amazing, folks. I'm going to come back with 5 more minutes.
Network.
InfoWarsLife.com. I forgot the plug.